Hello, this is Ethan Linen, and we are on episode 2 of Wisdom from American Literature. So in the first episode, I talked about some pieces of literature and explained how you can use them in your lives or what the messages of them are. And today I will be doing the same with two new pieces, Bartleby and Self-Reliance. So, I'll explain Bartleby first. It happens like, so this guy works at the job. He gets a new worker, and he does a really good work in the beginning. But over time, he just gets more and more, like, not there. Like, he becomes invisible, and he just stops doing work altogether and just sits there all the time. And the main character just lets him do this until the main character throws him in jail, where he dies. Self-Reliance is by Ralph Waldo Emerson, and it is about relying on yourself and doing the things that you strive to do and the things that make you happy, and instead of doing things for others or to please other people. So with Bartleby, my interpretation of this piece of literature is that Bartleby, he's supposed to represent like the American worker, where like the regular guy, the regular Joe, you know, and he goes to work, he does the same job every day, and over time, over the course of his story, he just comes watered down and becomes depressed, and he doesn't want to do it anymore, and he has no drive anymore. He doesn't have no passion about anything. And so that is what I think Bartleby represents. And you can let yourself have, you know, plug out, you know, let yourself relax for a little bit. Don't revolve your life around your job and the money that you get from it. Let your life be free and do things like you want to do and things that make you have fun and laugh, like Self-Reliance tells us to do. And the main character, the only reason he turns Bartleby in at the end, the only reason he does it is because his reputation is tarnished, because other people are like, hey, I know that Bartleby guy, because he used to be in your office, he used to work for you, right? And now he's in my office, and I don't want him here. And the main character's like, no, that wasn't him, you know. But I'll take care of him for you. And so this is also another lesson in the story, I think, because you shouldn't care what other people think about your workers or how they think about you or your reputation. Because the only people that really matters is the people close to you. And if they're close to you, they know that you're a good person. You know, they know that, like, hey, if those people are around you and they want to be around you and they don't just want to be there just because they like it, they wouldn't be there if they didn't like it. So moving on to Self-Reliance, this piece is actually pretty self-explanatory, because I mean, it's in the title, you know, rely on yourself, do things for yourself. I mean, you can help others and you can do things like that, but when it really comes down to it, you're not living their life, you're living your own life. And it doesn't matter what they think or what, you know, what you do and to them, because to you to every person, you're different, you know. People never really know who you are. They're always going to have, every person has a different image of you in their head, so it doesn't matter what that image is. Just like Bartleby, the main character in Bartleby, he shouldn't have cared what they thought about him. And that is really what I think these two pieces are about. And that was in episode 2. of American Literature with Ethan Linen.